offer you this lesson from Unity of the Keys Spiritual Center.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
I am so grateful to be here with you this morning. When I was given the topic of peace, I sat with first what my definition of that is. And my definition is finding that stillness, that truth within me, regardless of what's happening outside of me. And I can tell you, it's been quite a journey for me to be able to get there for myself. And as I thought about that, I thought I was going to be really courageous today and share with you one of my very sacred meditations that helps me find my own inner peace. So I'm going to go ahead and do that, and after the meditation, share a little bit about some of the messages that you might get in that space of stillness and peace, if you'd like to join me in that. So if you want to go ahead and get settled, and if I invite you to close your eyes, and as you close your eyes, I want you to picture there's a beautiful golden light that's coming to surround you. This light is grace, and you can see it's golden and it's pulsating, and it's surrounding you top to bottom, left to right, and it feels like you're in this warm, wonderful cocoon. And this grace can hear your thoughts. It knows your heart. It is part of your soul. So I invite you to ask that grace to keep you protected as we go on this journey to a very sacred space in you. So just in your mind's eye, in your heart, know that you're going to be extremely protected as we take this journey of grace together. So I want you to go behind your mind's eye and picture there's an elevator. In that elevator, I want you to go ahead and step in, and you'll see that there's so many buttons. And look through it, and you'll see a one that's blinking just for you that says inner peace. And I want you to press that button for inner peace. The doors close and it starts moving, and you start to feel this warmth in your heart. And you realize this elevator is taking you to the center of your own brilliant, unique, shining heart. And the doors open and you step out into this beautiful sanctuary. And your sanctuary is very unique to you. It might be a field of wildflowers with trees and butterflies, or it could be a sanctuary where you're in a church with the stained glass everywhere. It might be a cozy cabin with a big fire. Whatever it is for you, I want you to take in the beauty that lives inside your own heart. And as you start to explore and walk through, you'll find a space where there's a chair or a place to sit. So if it's under a tree, if it's by the fire, all cozy, wrapped up in a blanket, go find your space to sit. Mine's under a tree, and I recognize that under my tree, when I put my spine to it, the tree merges with me to make me feel more grounded, more safe. It's there to be of service. And as I get seated and as you get comfy, you're going to feel and notice this light coming towards you. And this light, it kind of looks like a snowflake. It's got these geometric patterns, but it's so luminescent and it's so beautiful. There's electricity flowing through it and all different colors. And as it comes closer, you feel a sense of belonging deeper than you've ever felt. It's wrapping you up in this warmness. You know that you are home. This feels where you're just meant to be. And as this luminescent light comes up, you can hear it. It speaks. And it says, I am your truth. And I know the way of your path. Your path is unique. While we walk each other home, we all have different loves. We all have different lessons. And I am your truth of what is good, right, and true for you. And in this space of truth, I'm here to answer the questions that worry your mind. Those traumas of the past, the worries of the future, the things that have harmed your heart. I'm here to give you your truth, the truth, about why you're walking your path. And as you're sitting with this truth, you feel this overwhelming welcome. Your truth says, welcome home. Welcome home. Welcome home. Please take a moment and think of something that's sitting heavy on your heart, something that's been worrying your mind. Take a moment to ask your truth. Why is this happening? What is going on? And I want you to listen for an answer in an open way. You might get an answer of a picture. You might just get an inner knowing. You might hear something. It's different each and every time. So I'm going to give you a moment to think of a question and sit and ask your truth. What's going on? What's good, right, and true for me in this situation? And as you see a picture, or as you hear an answer, or maybe you're not hearing anything yet, and we'll talk about that, take a moment and again take in this beauty of your inner truth that is always there for you, ever present, anytime you want to come to visit. Feel that sense of belongingness, that sense of home. See the beauty of the sanctuary that lives in the center of your heart. Let it go to every cell of your body. Let it fill up your heart, knowing that you are beauty, you are light, you are love, you are joy. There's no separation. That is who you are. That is truth. And take a moment and share your gratitude with your truth, with this beautiful luminescent light that's ever present for you, for being there, for answering your question today, for being on this journey with you. And your truth knows you'll be back to visit anytime. And you gently allow yourself to get up and go back to your elevator. And as you get back into your elevator, the button is pushing for the present moment. So you're going to push the button for the present moment in gratitude of this beautiful space, this exquisite magnificence that lives within you. And as your elevator comes back up to the present moment, welcome yourself back into this space and gently open your eyes. It's an exquisite, magnificent space I've never shared with anyone of where I go when chaos ensues. And this space is the space that taught me, you know, my first definition of peace was that if I could just reach the space of enlightenment, then everyone around me would all of a sudden have kind, open, humble hearts and be of the highest service and be grateful for everyone. And as we move along, we'd be of service and support. And I can tell you that still hasn't happened. My definition actually caused me suffering. So that's why I spent a lot of time, and I invite you to spend a lot of time about what peace really is. Because peace is in here, and your truth is in here. And you know, I've spent a lot of time, if any of you know my journey, I've had a lot of difficult people and experiences. And my truth actually has shown me that, you know, Jenny, those people are under contract to be difficult with you. Because part of where my path is this time is I've been learning my own self-worth. I've been learning that I am loved and I am loving. I've been learning about what inner peace is, thus all the chaos that's happened in my life. I needed chaos to find peace. So recognizing those people who come up and disrespect me, when I'd go to sit in truth, sometimes the answer was respect yourself first. Which might mean I had to have a boundary, or might meant I had to leave a relationship, which caused me huge fear about how would I do that, or leave a job, or where am I going to get my money, where how am I going to get through, and it would cause me tremendous chaos within not to listen to my peace. The more that I didn't listen to truth, the more it led me to more chaos. The more I listened to it, the things showed up that I needed. And sometimes when I listen, there's nothing. I don't get an answer. And that doesn't mean anything's wrong. It usually means you'll find it later on that day, later on that week. You know, a lot lately when I visit my truth, I haven't really heard much. But I'll be taking a walk with my dog and somebody will stop me and give me the answer. Random synchronicity of, did you just say what I've been wondering? Because God works through everyone. So it might not be who you expected. So it happens to offer me much more reverence to other people and what they have to say, because I stop and say, is my truth, is God talking to me on my path right now? My truth, when I go in there, it also has carved out a much deeper compassion for others. Because, you know, the Dalai Lama, I love to listen to what he has to say. And he was speaking, and somebody raised their hand and said, I have a question for you. What do you think of war? And he said, well, I find war obsolete. And they said, what do you mean? He said, well, when I'm in my space of inner peace, I'm in a space of compassion. I'm in a space of understanding that hurt people, that they're not meaning. They're so overflowing with their pain, their anger, whatever's causing them issue, that they're trying somehow to get connection somewhere, anywhere, and that might be through fighting, that might be through disrespecting, that might be, but if I hold a space of compassion and don't engage, just give them love in return, then that war stops with me. You see, war starts with two people getting angry at each other and starting to get another person and another person and another person and another person, and before you know it, there are nations warring against each other. Peace starts in that same space. Because one person holds that peace, and then another, and another, and another. And before you know, nations can come together in peace as well. The interesting part, and the point that really sits with me, is he works on his own peace every day. It's a practice, not a perfect. Because things will come along on our journey. If you think of negative energy coming in and you choose to be the peace to stop it, well, that's going to be a practice. There's negative energies everywhere. There's positive energies all over too, but you can be that person of peace. And don't ever feel like it's not enough, because you changing and holding that beautiful space for somebody might be the one, well, actually science says it's 518 generations. If you change the energy in somebody to hold them, that they're not living the pattern anymore, then you can find that the pattern goes on for 518 generations. You never know, that little bit that you didn't think made a difference could make all the difference for ongoing generations. And recognizing, I always get stuck when people say, oh, Jenny, you and your peace. You know, I have people who challenge that in me a lot. Oh, geez, yeah, great, Jenny, you're at peace, but wait until somebody comes to attack you and then we'll talk. And we go into that. But and often we'll say, peace is weak. And I'm like, no. No, not in my opinion. I think peace is power. You know, there's a strength that comes with being a warrior and going into battle, and that's a physicality, and it takes a certain mindset. There's a strength, certainly, that takes that. But in my opinion, peace is power. There's a big difference between strength and power, because it takes tremendous energy to hold a space of peace when you're being challenged. That means you had to work those muscles of peace with inside you, so that when the battle comes, that you are ready to hold the space of compassion, that you are ready to hold the space that when you invite me into conflict, the war is no longer in me, that I don't invite it into my head and my heart. Because believe me, and this is another thing I had to learn about peace, that my mind and my heart will fight all the time. It doesn't, whatever's going on in this world, they're chattering at each other all the time. So I'll get to this space of good peace and light, and then it's going on in me a good bit. And if all I ever do within my life is manage myself and hold myself responsible enough not to hurt someone out here, and if I do, to be present enough to offer my forgiveness, to give forgiveness, to speak my voice, to say, people hurt me all the time and they don't know, and I have to tell them, like, oh, that doesn't resonate with me, and let them know so that we stop conflict. It takes tremendous, believe me, I've been a therapist for 20 some years, tremendous amount of energy to hold that space within us, let alone, you don't have to do anything out here, it's all in here, and how we present ourselves in this world every day. So I ask you, if it resonates with you to spend time in your truth, and knowing, again, truth is not always easy. I have a friend that we hold each other in that space of truth, because I don't always like the answer, so I have to call them and say, I don't like that truth just told me to leave this relationship because I'm in this cold comfort here, right? It's not the warm, good truth, being in truth comfort. It's that I've been doing this for so long, I'm not sure what life will be without it. And holding my space that, nope, I'm going to walk my path. I'm going to walk my truth. And others might not understand why I'm making the decisions I'm doing, but as long as I am true and good in my head, in my heart, in my soul, when I'm in alignment, peace comes much easier than when I'm half over here, half in there, over there. So I am so grateful to be here today and to share that sacred space that lives within you. I hope you visit it often. And I'm grateful for the fact that each and one of you, each and every one of you take the time to manage your thoughts, to manage your hearts, and to walk your path of truth. So thank you for offering me this space today. And I send you many blessings as you walk the path of truth. Thank you.